Experiment 472 was a failure. The worst sort of failure. The sort of failure that comes in a compact little bundle and hides in the dark corners of one's laboratory, patiently awaiting an opportunity to leap out and sever any major blood vessels it might find in one's neck. The sort of failure that 7 crushing blows from a retort stand barely slows down. The sort of failure that is chased out onto the attic landing, whips between the banister railings, plummets 3 stories down the stairwell, and yet need pause only a moment to recover its wits before darting off again. It never got that moment. A cheap plaster bust of Napoleon Bonaparte followed it down from the attic landing, fell the 3 stories, accelerating all the way, and dashed the failure into failure pâté upon the instant of impact. Johannes Cabal, a necromancer of some little infamy, leaned over the banister railing from where he dropped the bust and examined the effect of cheap statuary on reanimated flesh. It told him nothing new. He expected to commit this messy act of euthanasia every few months, and the splash it made always looked very much the same. At the end of the landing was his remaining supply of ammunition, another 5 Napoleons. He would have to lay in some more if his current line of experimentation continued to be so disappointing. By the harsh light of the unshaded light bulb that hung over the stairwell, Johannes Cabal looked older than his 26 years. He stood a little over 6 feet tall in his carpet-slippered feet. His short blonde hair was beginning to look unruly, and he needed a shave. Black trousers, white shirt, sleeves rolled to the elbow, black braces and a black cravat that was coming undone through lack of attention completed his wardrobe. The tartan slippers were the only color. He looked up at the light and wondered what time it was. He'd been working for almost 3 days without sleep, but for a very few catnaps. He felt wretched. He looked worse, and he suspected that he probably smelled by now. And for what? Another dent in the front hall's parquet, and more indelible stains on the dado. It was a hard life. He switched off the lights in the attic laboratory and walked slowly down the stairs to the first floor. He paused by the bathroom, but suspected he'd just fall asleep in the bath or do himself a mischief if he tried to shave. No, personal hygiene could wait until he didn't feel quite so like one of the walking dead that were his professional stock in trade.